Sometimes it can feel like food has an emotional control over you. Well, it's time to show your food who's boss with Noom. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, August 5th edition. Got a 12-game banger on tap for you tonight. Lots of offense, lots and lots. But hope everybody had a good weekend, as it was the summer is, the days are getting shorter, let's put it that way. So enjoy the summer while you got it. It's fun out there, good stuff going on. See some Sunday fun days all over the place. Hope everybody had a fun PGA week, had a fun baseball weekend, is ready for some NFL preseason later this week. And if you're ready for the NFL preseason, I recommend joining thequantedge.com as they unveiled their new website, their new look over the weekend. It is absolutely outstanding, and they got some great new tools coming and an iOS app on the way. They'll both be here. Should be the tools for sure. The app should be, but Apple takes their sweet time. Should be here before the NFL season starts. But the new website is super mobile friendly, which is outstanding. And if you want to get in on the NFL season package, I highly recommend it for $149.99 for the entire season. Get you the tools, the optimizer, over 24 articles a week, tons of content, plus the member discords, great stuff. And when you use promo code Bubba, you get the rest of the MLB season for free. So I highly recommend it. Go ahead and check out thequantedge.com. Buy the NFL season pass for $149.99. Use promo code Bubba, and you get the rest of MLB free. All right, 12-game slate on tap. Weather-wise, you got about 15% chances of rain in Milwaukee and Pittsburgh. You got the wind blowing out the right field about 10 miles an hour in Wrigley, and that's really about it. We have 9 of the 12 totals right now. Milwaukee at Pittsburgh, 9.5. We're waiting on Yanks Orioles. We're waiting on White Sox Tigers. The Yanks Orioles should probably be a pretty high one by the looks of things. You got Royals at Red Sox, 11.5. Angels Reds, waiting on that one. Rangers Indians, 10.5. Blue Jays Rays, 8. A's Cubs, 9.5. Atlanta Minnesota, 10. Philadelphia Arizona, 10. Nats, Giants, 8.5. Cardinals, Dodgers, 9. So lots and lots to like on this slate. Some okay pitching, some really good hitting. Let's get it crack-a-lackin' for you. You have a total of 3 pitchers over 10K. You have 6 pitchers over 9K. I can make cases for most of them. I'm going to plant my flag in 4 of them. Lucas Giolito is $11,000. If you want to pay up, it's not bad. The next, it's at the Detroit Tigers. Giolito's got a 2.7 road ERA compared to a 4.1 home ERA, averaging over 25 points per game on the road. And surprisingly, has not faced Detroit yet this year. He's been kind of up and down over the last month or so. He had 28 against the Mets, 6 against Minnesota, 26 at Tampa, 13 at Kansas City, 2 against the Cubs, 23, 15, 10, 23, 40. Tremendous upside. Also has shown quite the good floor of late as well. Facing a Detroit team that strikes out 27% of the time versus right-handed pitching. That's where this $11,000 could come in on a big, big way. That 27% K rate to go with Giolito's 30% K rate and 38% ground ball rate is pretty darn nice. The Detroit Tigers are waiting on that total, of course, but lefty's 250, righty's 307 versus Giolito. And when you look at this Tigers offense, they lost Nick Castellanos. They have a 283 WOBA and a 144 ISO versus right-handed pitching. It's not good. Not good at all. So if you want to pay all the way up, Giolito's in play for you tonight. Charlie Morton, $300 cheaper at 10-7 at home against the Toronto Blue Jays. 2.77 home ERA, averaging 26 DK points per start at home. Similar to Giolito, very up and down of late. At Boston, 1 point. But then home versus Boston, 35. At the Yankees, 5. At Baltimore, 21. But then home against the Yankees, 31. Home against Baltimore, 38. So his last 3 home starts have 31 or more DraftKings points. If you want to go even farther back, 4 of his last 5 home starts have 31 or more. You have 20 or more in 5 straight home starts. He's a very, very solid play at home tonight at 10-7. against a Toronto team that strikes out 25% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Giolito's a minus 240 home favorite in this matchup. 30% K rate of his own, almost a 50% ground ball rate. That $300 savings over Giolito is really, really nice when you look at Chucky here. Toronto has a team total of 2.9. Lefties 283, righties 253. They have a 313 WOBA and a 202 ISO. The ISO is good, WOBA's average at best. But Charlie Morton at 10-7 is very, very good. I will say Toronto is quite a different team now with Biggio, Bichette, Vladdy and company in town. These young kids are going to be a pest the rest of the year. We'll be on them a lot. I think I've had a stack of them for like four or five straight days. It's worked out like three or four out of those five. They're going to be a very, very good team the rest of the way. But Charlie Morton at 10-7 at home to get you six or seven really solid innings, racking up strikeouts. The upside's huge in that matchup. You got Luis Castillo of the Cincinnati Reds, 10-1 at home against the Angels, 2-2 home ERA, averaging 22 points per game at home. Recent home starts 28 against Pittsburgh, got beat up by Colorado, 16 against St. Louis, 37-22 over his last five home starts. The upside's definitely there, but like we say all the time when facing the Angels, they don't strike out. 18.5% K rate versus righties. Castillo is a minus 230 home favorite, which is really nice. He has a 28% K rate of his own. Still has those walk issues, but a 56% ground ball rate is very, very nice. The Angels are waiting on that team total as well. But lefties 309, righties 236 versus Castillo. But this Angels team has been sneaky. Besides not striking out at all, a 335 WOBA and a 190 ISO versus righties is pretty darn good, as they've kind of, you know, had the last couple of months played really, really well. So Castillo at 10-1, very good GPP play. It is Great American Small Park. He is a very heavy favorite to win, but very, very much a GPP play. Last but not least, in this 10K and above, Kyle Hendricks of the Chicago White Sox, a 1.89 home ERA compared to 4.3 on the road, averaging over 23 DK points per start at home. Even his last two road starts, 29-6, 18-9, but then at home, 18-2, 15, 19, 29.6. He's a very good cash game play. He's got GBP upside, but when it comes to cash, he's going to get you at least 15 to 20 points with upside above that. Really good stuff here. The A's, they'll lose the DH, which Chris Davis, is that really lost? Who knows? But anytime you put a pitcher in a lineup, does hurt your overall percentages there. The A's strike out 21% of the time versus righties. Hendricks, 21.6% K rate, 41% ground ball rate. And you got an Oakland A's team with a 4.4 team total. Lefties, 306. Righties, 291 versus Kyle Hendricks. Yes, this A's team can put up some offense, but traveling to Chicago on the road in Wrigley against a very good cash game type pitcher with GPP upside, Hendricks is a good way to save some money and still have a good floor if you need to get some more bats on this slate. So when you're paying up tonight at pitching 9K and above, I got Charlie Morton 1, Lucas Giolito 2, Kyle Hendricks 3, Luis Castillo 4. Now I got three pitchers in the 8K and below range. We'll start off with Jake Odorizzi at $8,100 at home against the Atlanta Braves. Odorizzi, 3.81 home ERA, averaging almost 20 points per game at home. He's been really inconsistent of late, like some of these pitchers. It's the summertime. These boys are just having some fun. But the upside is definitely there. The Braves offense can be tricky where they strike out 23% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Odorizzi, 25% K rate. Lots of fly balls, though, by Odorizzi. That's the bugaboo to keep an eye on. The Braves have a 4.95 team total. Lefties, 293. Righties, 329. And they hit righties very, very well. So Odorizzi at 81 is in play. Could be a nice sneaky play. Could also get beat up. A guy I'm not going to break down, but if you want just the price tag I didn't like, but it could be GPP contrarian, is Jeff Samardzija at 87. He's pitched great in his last two home starts. Always pitches better at home. It is the Washington Nationals, sneaky good offense. At the same time, pitching an AT&T at night with one of the lowest totals on the slate, Samardzija could be a sneaky play at 87. Wasn't going to break him down, but he does kind of stand out on a slate with limited options. He's a guy you could take a peek at. Spencer Turnbull returning from the IL, $7,000 at home against the Detroit Tigers. He's made a couple pretty decent starts, rehab starts, in Louisville, racking up the strikeouts. Still giving up some hard contact while he's down there, but is racking up some strikeouts. Before he went on the IL, it was pretty rough. But when he was pitching really well, it's because he was striking guys out. So we're hoping he gets back to that. He's $7,000. He's a punt. Chicago strikes out almost 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Turnbull near 21% K rate, 49% ground ball rate before he hit the IL. Lefties were hitting 360. Righties only 292 versus Turnbull. Like I said, the White Sox strike out a lot, and they only have a 301 WOBA and a 150 ISO versus right-handed pitching. So the Bull, he could get his own horns or he can give the horns tonight. It's very, very GPP, a very big GPP play, but the upside is there with Turnbull at only $7,000. We used him a lot early in the year. Then something went wrong. He went on the IL, looked okay, pretty good at times, and his rehab starts. Hopefully brings him back home tonight at $7,000. And then the last guy I'll mention here is Aaron Civale of the Cleveland Indians, $6,900 at home tonight. He's only made one big league start, six innings pitched, two earned, no runs, three walks, six Ks against the Tigers for 26.5. But he's been pitching really, really well in the minors at AAA. He's got a 2.13 ERA, 3.47 FIP, 4.2 XFIP, striking out 9.8 per 9. In AA, had a 2.67 ERA, 3.23 XFIP, over 7 Ks per inning. Getting you 40-plus percent ground balls, which is very nice. He's pitching pretty darn good over the minors this season. One good start in his one appearance in the bigs. And he gets Texas tonight, who strikes out over 24% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Definitely just GPP only here. But Texas has a 4.6 team total, one of the lower ones on this slate. They do hit righties at a 329 WOBA and a 186 ISO, which is not bad. But it's at $6,900, I think Civale is in play as a punt. So that's where I'm at for now. Things may change when lineups come out, but the punts are pretty, pretty bad tonight. Down below, I got a Turnbull 1, Civale 2, and Odorizzi 3. Recapping the top portion, Morton 1, Giolito 2, Hendricks 3, Castillo 4. Let's get the bats on this 12-game slate. You got guys like Travis d'Arnaud at $4,700 for his Wagaspak of Toronto. Sneaky good play if you're paying up. It sucks to pay up, but he is in play for you tonight. Christian Vasquez versus Montgomery at 42 is not bad. Vasquez 13 points last night, or Saturday against the Yankees. He had yesterday off, but Montgomery on the mound for Kansas City. Boston has a 6-7 team total, highest on the slate. Lefties 473, righties 385 versus Montgomery. So Vasquez at a nice $4,200 could be very, very interesting for you tonight. If you want to save some money, you could GPP it with Chance Sisko versus Tanaka, but I'd go Brian McCann at 37 versus Odorizzi or Vic Caratini at 36 versus Bassett. Those would be two I'd be looking at for you there. If you go farther down at the 3K range, yeah, guys like Cam Gallagher at 34. I liked him when he was cheaper. Just keep that in mind. James McCann's at 34. Jason Castro at 34. These are kind of like if you're building stacks, you kind of, these aren't one-offs per se, but stack building catchers for you there. Otherwise, like Buster Posey at 31 has a little bit of cash appeal. I'll be honest with you there. Chris Herman, if he gets a start for the A's at 29. But Tucker Barnhart at $2,900 versus the opener Cole and then the lefty Sandoval. Barnhart at 29, good upside there if you're punting the position. Other than that, there's nothing that really stands out. Mike Zunino will be 2,600. Danny Jansen, but it's Charlie Morton. I respect the hell out of Chucky. John Hicks versus Giolito, that's a tough one as well. So check the lineups. Maybe some other punts will come out, like a Jeff Mathis at 2K. Could be an option for you tonight. First base, you got Danny Santana at 52. It's definitely in play. If you're not using Civale, you could roll those dice. But guys like Trey Mancini, that's a GPP play because it's righty-righty, but Tanaka's been getting hit around all over the ballpark. Mancini's averaging about 12 points over his last 10. We've been mentioning him a lot. 14-22, 14-16 in his last five. Swinging it really well. You get Tanaka tonight with a Baltimore team that has a... Where you at? Waiting on their team total. Lefties 320, righties 304 versus Tanaka. But Mancini can be sneaky there. You got Freddie Freeman after the off day on Sunday. You slide on down, though. You got guys like Josh Bell just can't figure it out right now. But good matchup versus Lyles if you feel like getting frisky. But Paul Goldschmidt at 44 versus Gonsolin's a very good play. The Dodgers are calling up Gonsolin for the spot start. Goldie at 44. You know, he's got 2-8-5 in his last three after that just torrid pace he was on. Tonight could be a good night to jump back on Goldie and the Cardinals at $4,400 versus Gonsolin. Could be a really nice play because Gonsolin's not that good. Somehow he's got a team total. He's got the second team total on the slate at less than four for the Cardinals. But Gonsolin's really not that good. I guess it's more more credit to how bad the Cardinals' offense is, but Goldie at 44, that's a sneaky nice play in that matchup. Michael Chavis versus Montgomery in a GPP at 43. You can look that direction if you like. Farther down than you go, Chester Cuthbert at 4K. The Royals let all of us down on Sunday. That was embarrassing how they just did nothing against Smeltzer and the Twins. But they have a 4.8 team total tonight. Lefties 349, righties 323 versus Porcello. Cuthbert at 4K in a GPP. I can definitely see that being intriguing. Jock Jams in a GPP at 4K. Matt Olson in a GPP at 39. I'd probably rather have Jock, but he's there. Other than that, you know, I'm not going to mention that. But Jose Abreu at 37, his price just continues to fall as he's in a massive slump right now. But the talent level is immense with Abreu. I did like the July leaders in WOBA minus X WOBA, slug minus X slug, and he was in the top 10 in both of those. So a little bit unlucky for Abreu at 3,700 could be an interesting play for you tonight against a guy like Spencer Turnbull, who if he's off, we mentioned the fly balls, we mentioned the hard contact. That could be a big one for you there. Second base, you're going to have guys like DJ LeMahieu at 56 versus Yanoa. That's very, very good. Whit Merrifield at 49 is not bad, but Ruben Odor, really good GPP play at 49. That price tag just continues to jump. We've been on him for a while here at Quick Hits, folks. Just remember that. He had 7 points yesterday, been 21, 14, 18, 16 in his previous four. Very GPP relevant against Savali if you're not using him. Keston here at 49 is not bad either. I'd probably go Rugi tonight. Both very interesting plays. Johnny VR, if you're stacking the Orioles, don't forget him at 47, stack only. Ozzie Albies at 43, nice value against Odorizzi. I can definitely see that as an interesting play there. A few others. You could go Mike Moustakas if you need to, if you're stacking the Brew Crew. Hanser Alberto at 38 is a good value versus Tanaka down below. Mike Brosu, if he's in the lineup, at 3,600 versus Wagaspox, good. If you feel like stacking against Morton, which is ballsy tonight, but you never know because hashtag baseball, Kevin Biggio is only 3,600, so that's a hell of a value if you want to go that way. Adam Frazier, Luis Arias, two punts at 36. Colton Wong is a good punt at 36 also. Kind of, he had a much better July than he had in a while. 5-0, 11-11 in his last four. Down at 3,600 bucks, not the worst punt in the world. Same with like a Johnny Scope if you need to. A Brian Dozier, only 34. There's a couple guys down here if you need them, but I'd try to stay a little higher if you could. Third base, again, you got LeMahieu. You got Rafael Devers. Eduardo Escobar is very intriguing at 49. I love Vinny V. Vinny V's also got a lot of loud contact that can just get things ugly. Arizona's got a 5.05 team total. Lefties 330, righties 330. Vinny V's been very good of late, but we know that long ball can happen early and often at times. So Escobar at 49, very much in play. The switch hitting Jose Ramirez versus Mike Minor. I like Mike Minor quite a bit, so I'd watch that. But Hunter Dozier at 47, he popped off on all those July charts, and he's been crushing it over the last few games. He did have back-to-back zeros on the weekend with a 28. He had a 16 mixed in there. Very GPP relevant at 4,700. Eugenio Suarez at 44 is a phenomenal price point tonight because the righty Cole is going to open, and then the lefty Sandoval is going to make his debut, and he's not had good success. I like Suarez at home versus a lefty at 44, very much in play tonight. JT, Justin Turner, in a cash game play at 44 is okay, but I'd rather have Suarez in a GPP and pretty much overall at that price point. Don't forget Josh Donaldson at 42. I believe he had his 26th home run of the year yesterday, or 24th. 21 points yesterday. Odorizzi has reverse splits in his career. Righties hit him quite well, so keep that in mind. Chester Cuthbert, 4K. Vladito at 39, crushing it since the All-Star break, as we've mentioned many times on this show. Hanser Alberto at 38. Matt Carpenter is back from the IL. He's $3,700 tonight against Gonsolin. He went 1-for-5 in his return with 2 strikeouts. So still pretty crappy because that's what he's been doing lately. But he's interesting at 37 if you're stacking St. Louis versus Gonsolin. Cal Moran at only 36 versus Lyles. I like that quite a bit if you're trying to save some cash. Definite upside in that one. So a couple options for you down here. Even some Matt Duffy at only 33 versus Wagaspox. That's a very nice value if you want to go YOLO and stack Tampa Bay, who has a 5.15 team total, fourth highest on the slate. Lefties 282, righties 441 versus Jacob Wagaspox. So keep that in mind. Heading to shortstop, you got Franchy Lindor. Hits lefties great, but it's Mike Minor, so hashtag respect. Xander Bogaerts at 53, though, is outstanding. Like that quite a bit. Didi Gregorius at 5K is not bad either. I try to get the Bogaerts, but in Baltimore against Yanoa and the Baltimore bullpen is great. It really sucks Gleyber Torres left with the oblique injury yesterday because he just owns the Orioles. He'd be able to autoplay all weekend. But right now, we'll just have to wait and see with the Yanks. Lefty's 349, righty's 353 off Yanoa. So Gregorius at 5K, very much in play tonight. Trey Turner at 44, yeah, I just don't really feel like playing the Nats tonight because it's in AT&T Park. Just weird there. But Polanco at 42, not bad. Paul DeJong at 41 versus Gonsolin's got a little bit of upside for you there. DeJong had a bit of a heater going. He's still averaging 10.5 over his last 10. 14, 8, 15, had a couple zeros in there. And then he had that 55 a week ago. Don't forget that one. But $4,100. The Cardinals just, they have my attention. I really don't know against a pitcher like Tony Gonsolin how they have a team total below 4. Like, how are they the second lowest total? There might be lower ones once we get a few more games in here. But how are the Cardinals the second lowest total against freaking Gonsolin? Gonsolin's not good. The Cardinals, Vegas must think the Cardinals are just that bad, which they have been. But man, give them a little respect in this matchup. It's crazy to me. I might be dying on the wrong hill, but it just seems a little wild. Corey Seager at 4K versus Walker, good cash game play for you there. I really do like some Willy Adames. Tampa Bay is going to – I might have too much Tampa tonight. It really sucks playing them at home, but I might have too much. Adames 0, 17-7, 19-0, 18-25 over his last six games. 3,700 versus Wagespach. We mentioned his reverse splits already. So there's some definite value there. Jose Iglesias at 36 against Cole, and then Sandoval's got some good value. Same with Nico Goodrum versus Giolito, but I'd rather have Iglesias or Adames. Bo Bichette's down to 3,500. He's been in the big leagues for seven games. He has a seven-game hit streak. Hit multiple hits in four or five of those seven. So he's hitting it really, really well. Charlie Morton is a tough matchup, though, so keep that in mind. Heading to the outfield, Nelly Cruz. What a weekend for Whoa Nelly. Three dongs on Saturday. He's 5,800 versus Soroka. You got Yelich at 57 is good as well, but Belly Bombs at 56, very nice versus Michael Wacha. Big fan of that. You got Mookie Betts, who's finally getting it going here. He's 55. Mike Trout at 55 in Great American Small Park. All great plays. Give me some Betts and give me some Belly Bombs if you're paying up at the position. Going down, though, Starling Marte could be sneaky nice versus Jordan Lyles. Max Kepler, over 30 jams now. He's 5,200. Ronald Acuña Jr. with the big Oppo Taco last night in the ninth at 52. So lots of good plays up here. Give me some Kepler. Give me some Marte at 52. But J.D. Martinez at only 51 in this big group against the lefty Montgomery is very, very nice. J.D.'s averaging almost 12 points over his last 10 games. The power is starting to show up for J.D. Just dongs everywhere. $5,200, very, very solid. Mentioned Trey Boo Boo already. Willie Calhoun at 48 fading Savali is very interesting. So is Shinsu Chu. Sliding on down to like Austin Meadows at only 47 is very, very good versus Wagespach. I like that quite a bit in that matchup. Michael Tauchman at 47 is a good play against the Yanks because Aaron Hicks is now on the IL. Everybody on the Yankees seems to be going on the IL. Tauchman's averaging 11 over his last 10, 15-2, 23, couple zeros, 15-3, 19-16, 15. Hitting really well. Again, that whole Yanoa, Baltimore bullpen, live Camden Yards. Tauchman at 47, no one will play him. Very good play. Aaron Judge at 46 hit a homer yesterday. Hopefully he's waking up a little bit as it's been a rough go for Judge of late. Something to keep in mind there with Aaron Judge at 4,600. As you slide on down, Brian Reynolds is really swinging a good bat for Pittsburgh. He's 4,600. He's not a bad play at all versus Jordan Lyles. Shohei Ohtani probably won't play with no DH, so keep that in mind. But like Bryce Harper at 45, always GPP relevant. Marcelo Zuna's returned from the IL. He's 4,500, again, part of the St. Louis stack. I like that one quite a bit. He hasn't done much since his return, 4-5. He walked and scored yesterday. He had a single and a walk the game before. His rehab went pretty well, though, so 4,500 for Ozuna, something to keep in mind. If you want to get weird, Jordan Luplow loves hitting lefties. He's 4,400 versus Minor. So is Yasiel Puig at 43. Both interesting plays there versus Minor. Tommy Pham at 43 versus Wagespach. Very, very good play. And then Brett Gardner is only 43. He's going to get a lot of ABs right now. 0-22 in his last couple. Overall, been playing really bad. So don't go running to play some Gardner. But a really great matchup. Wouldn't be shocked if he had a little fun tonight. David Peralta at 42 versus Velasquez. Alex Gordon at 41 versus Porcello. Nice values there because Porcello's just dog manure. So keep that one in mind when you're checking that out. Cole Calhoun at 41 is interesting in his matchup. Avisel Garcia at only 4K against Wagenspach. Good value in that matchup there. A few others to take a peek at. Framil Reyes in a GPP at 4K is worth a look. Jock Jams at 4K. Mentioned him already. Kyle Schwarber at 3,900. Really good value in a GPP. As the Schwarbaum's been heating up a little bit of late. Averaging 8 over his last 10. 23 yesterday. Had some slow ones. A 47 a few games back. It's GPP Kyle Schwarber for you. Boomer bust. $3,900. Lock and load. Philip Irvin against Cole. And then the lefty Sandoval at 3,900. Very good value in that matchup. Lo Kane at 39. He showed up in a lot of those July lists I was talking about that I tweeted out yesterday. He might be getting it going at 3,900. AJ Pollock, Kevin Kiermaier at 39, 38 respectively. Kiermaier at only 38 versus Wagenspach is stupid cheap. That's a great value on this slate. You have Verdugo at 38 versus Waka and Yastrzemski at 38 versus Fetty. Two good values in those matchups there. Even though Yastrzemski is in AT&T Park, still facing Fetty's really good. Lefty's 382, righty's 361 versus Fetty. So when you're paying $3,800, could have some nice upside in that matchup. Other than that, there's going to be like options. Like Ender Inciarte is playing well. He's 37. Adam Eaton at 37 in a cash game or even a GPP. He's got a little appeal to it. Nick Castellanos is 35. You just go down the list. There'll be certain ones here and there. Victor Robles, 35. Dexter Fowler. No, that's not Dexter Fowler. Justin Upton's 34. Eloy Jimenez at 34 is very sneaky against Turnbull because if Turnbull is off, Jimenez went deep yesterday, 18, 3, and 10 in his last three. He's 3,400. That can be an interesting one there. Bubba Starling at 33. Decent punt for you as well. Marvin Gonzalez only 33 versus Soroka. That's got some sneaky upside to it. I believe Stephen Piscotty's back. He's 3,200. I like Kyle Hendricks quite a bit, but 3,200 is cheap. Chris Davis should not be in the lineup. He's 31, though. And then I'm sliding down and just looking for a name, and I still haven't got to it yet. He was 2,900 in Coors the other day, so maybe he's still stupid. If Nick Martini leads off for Oakland, he's 2,800. Keep that in mind. Yoan Camargo's 28 as well as a super punt. But there he is. Steven Duggar's $2,600 versus Fetty. Good chance he's in the Giants lineup tonight with all the injuries. 3-0-10 over his last three games in Coors. So he's not great. But $2,600 against a bad pitcher like Fede, you could do much worse when it comes to punting. So there was a couple sub-3K guys there I mentioned and a handful like 3,300, 3,400 and below if you're looking for some super value on this slate. All right, recapping the pitching, Morton, Giolito, Hendricks, Castillo up top. In the middle, Turnbull, Odorizzi, Savali. If you're looking to stack it up tonight, there are going to be some good options for you. Yankees versus Yanoa is going to be outstanding. Should be one of the most popular ones out there. That's a great, great stack. Cincinnati, very sneaky versus the lefty Sandoval. Keep him in mind. Boston's a great spot versus Montgomery. Tampa Bay versus Wagenspach. I like that quite a bit. That's a big one on my list. The Dodgers versus Waka should be very, very nice on my list as well. Kansas City versus Porcello, GPP, big-time GPP type play there. And then St. Louis versus Gonsolin. I don't understand the hate there. Maybe they'll put up a goose egg, and I'll realize it later, but that's a really good spot there versus a very shady Gonsolin with that St. Louis offense. BVP on this slate. We'll see if we have anything worth a darn. You got Trey Mancini, 6-for-20 with a double and a homer off of Tanaka. Something there. Hammer Candelario, 4-for-11. Nothing crazy. Nothing. This might be a slow BVP night. Freddy Galvez, 4-for-7. Not much there. Nick Castellanos, 4-for-11. Three doubles versus Bassett. Brian McCann, 13-for-31. Three doubles, a triple, and three home runs versus Jake Odorizzi. Josh Donaldson has taken Odorizzi deep 5 times. Those stood out quite a bit. Trey Turner, 6-for-10 with a double and a homer off Samardzija. Matt Adams, 19-for-19. Two doubles and three homers. Gerardo Parra, 14-for-34. A double and two homers. As a team, they're hitting 341 with a 410 wOBA and a 239 ice over Chef Samardzija. So be careful there. AJ Pollock, 5-for-11, two doubles and a homer off Michael Wacha. Corey Seager, 5-for-10 with a double. Justin Turner, 5-for-12 with a double. As a team, they're hitting 379 off Wacha. All right, there you have it, folks. another edition of Quick Hits in the Book. Monday, 12-game slate. Hope everybody's ready for another big week of action. Go to the fantasysportsdegens.com. We'll have the always pressing PGA DFS podcast out tonight. Drop the quarterback preview, Bench with Bubba, episode 197 over the weekend with Eric Smith of the QB list. Lots of great stuff going on over there. We'll have another Bat Flip and Bubba, or Bubba and the Bat Flip episode 3 tonight on Bench with Bubba episode 198. So come ready to check that out. The Slack chat is always popping and free of charge. Boys are having fun in NASCAR and golf and all kinds of stuff over the weekend. Come check that out. And also go to thequantedge.com, get the rest of the NFL season pass for $149.99, and get the rest of MLB free by using promo code Bubba. So go check it all out. Give a rating and review on iTunes. I really appreciate it. But for now, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, August 5th edition. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.